This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Polis has signed off on the next state budget. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports the spending plan fixes a $1 billion shortfall, but only temporarily.
The final budget largely avoids major cuts to Medicaid and education, the state's two biggest expenses. But it slashes funding for transportation, local governments, and dozens of social programs like job training and food pantries. Polis calls this spending plan responsible. But leading lawmakers also warn that Colorado's financial situation is going to get worse. They say this year's budget doesn't address the problems that led to the deficit in the first place. Some Democrats say that means repealing the Taxpayer Bill of Rights and its cap on state revenue. Others want to increase taxes on high-income earners. Republicans argue the state simply spends too much money.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. This hour, Congress is bestowing a gold medal on veterans who restored mail service in World War II. The 6th AAA was an all-woman of color battalion. When Coloradan is in Washington, D.C. to receive the honor on her late grandmother's behalf, Tara Hunter of Lakewood spoke with Colorado Matters.
It was super important because there were people who were not hearing from home. They didn't have the convenience of instant communication.
Felicia LaVon Johnson died in 1987. Should federal agencies move out of Washington? Well, two prominent voices in public land will debate the question this evening in Grand Junction. The city was briefly home to the Bureau of Land Management 5 years ago. William Perry Pendley, former acting director of the BLM, will spar with Mary Jo Rugwell, a retired BLM director for Wyoming, at 5:30 p.m. at Colorado Mesa University. This is CPR News and KRCC.